So getting back to venetoclax, what do we know at this point? There was initially the issue with increased death rate with venetoclax, and I know there was some further looking at those data. Can you talk about that?
Yes, absolutely. Now, I've seen the Bellini data, and they're very important. Again, they get back to this observation that we made very much earlier that, you know, you can see modalities generate PFS advantage because that always translates into an OS advantage. Well, in transplant, as you know, we see big PFS advantage, but do we see a big OS advantage? We don't. What we see with Bellini is striking PFS advantage, no question, across the whole trial. What's shocking, actually, is there's actually a major survival disadvantage. And so it points to there's just not no OS advantage. There's actually a loss of survival advantage, but that is confined to the non-1114 patients. So I think in a way, the story in transplant of venetoclax has some resonance, because what it's telling you is clearly venetoclax works for those who've got 1114. In fact, if you look at the hazard ratios for clinical benefit in the 1114s, they're like 0.2, they're, or even less actually. They're striking. So with 1114, clearly venetoclax is a beneficial drug, no question. What's so interesting is that in addition to toxicity in the non-1114s, they actually, when they relapse, appear to do worse. And why? And that's, I think, an open question. And the really important sort of observation is that it's not just toxicity that's the issue. It's something about the way the disease changes after venetoclax exposure, perhaps, that's leading to this worse outcome. So in a funny kind of way, it does resonate with the context of transplant, which is to say, you know, there are subsets of patients who you're clearly helping. There may be some in whom you're actually not helping them. You may be even hurting them. And it may not just be side effects. It may be something more. And my analogy is, you know, think Pandora's box. Is in some way venetoclax in the non-1114s destabilizing the genome and generating a Pandora's box effect, which it's not doing in the 1114s as an apoptotic agent? And I would argue that that's obviously an area, you know, which is being carefully looked at by the sponsors. But it certainly, to my mind, just like transplant, it says venetoclax, if you've got 1114, is clearly incredibly valuable. You know, transplant for certain patients clearly is a winner. But there are some patients in whom it's not. And in the case of venetoclax, I would argue if you're 1114 negative and say 1Q amplified, should you get venetoclax? Right now, based upon what we know, no. Not unless it's part of a very carefully controlled and well thought out clinical trial.